Alice the Slotty, and I am coming out of hiatus. I'm crawling out from under my rock and making this episode today. So this is the Sacred Cocoon Podcast. I am your host, Lottie, as always. And today I'm going to be talking to you about a subject that I have been thinking about making a podcast episode about for literally years. And I have always ended up putting it off because I let myself get too nervous and too worried about it. And to be honest, mostly about what other people would think about it, what other people's perceptions are about it, and all that. And I've decided that I'm not going to let that stop me anymore, because this is a part of the work that I do and there's nothing wrong with it. And I think a lot of people are curious about it or want to know about it. So I'm going to share about it. So today we are going to be talking about working on the psychic hotlines. And this, at the moment, as we're speaking, accounts for probably a little over half, I'd say, of my income. I'm a full-time tarot reader, spiritual worker, energy worker, energy healer, intuitive, psychic, whatever you want to call it. And yeah, this is what I do full-time. And yeah, I'd say probably the hotlines are about half. I think about half. Sometimes a bit more. Sometimes a bit less, but usually it's about half of my income. And I've been working on the psychic hotline since, I believe, 2018. Yeah, I think that's right. Maybe 2017. I think it's 18. So yeah, I've been doing it for a couple years now, and I thought that it would be really good to sit down and share about it with you guys. So I get questions about this sometimes from people that, you know that I do it, and they want to know what's it like, how do you do it, all that good stuff. And then there's people that are just curious about it, and you know, it's one of those things in like with like readings and psychic services and spirituality. And so it's one of those things that's still very much like kind of, you know, keep it in the corner, keep it under the rug, like don't talk about it, kind of thing. People still have this idea that it's scammy, and you know, people just want to rip you off, and all these people are horrible and terrible, and they just do bad things. And that's not true. And so I really want to share about this, because I think, you know, it's changed a lot over the years, and I think it's something that like people don't know a lot about, and they just have these ideas about it. I'm not saying that they never have been like that, and I'm not saying that there aren't ones that probably are still like that, but I work on two of the big ones, and or one. I pretty much exclusively work on one now, but I have worked on another one. I still have an account on there. And yeah, it's not what people think it is, you know. Or maybe it's exactly what people think it is, depending on what people think. But yeah, so in this episode, I'm gonna tell you a little bit about how I got onto doing the psychic hotlines, which ones I work on, what the pay is, you know, what the pay is like, things like that. I'm going to tell you some things that I've learned from it, why I think it's a great thing to do, if you're that way inclined. And yeah, so I might do a Q&A episode about this too. So, you know, afterwards I'll put up like a question thing, and if you've got questions about it, you can ask me, and then I'll do another episode maybe, depending on how many questions I get. Anyway, so to start off with, I started doing working on the psychic hotlines. Like I said, it was either 2017 or 2018. I want to say 2018. But I could be wrong. And I started on a line called Purple Ocean. And ocean like the sea. Some people, when they hear me say ocean, they don't know what I'm saying. like the sea, you know, the ocean. And it is an app. And on, it's also known as Purple Garden, but that's from the client side. So like when you do the chats and the videos, that's on for clients, it's on a thing called Purple Garden. But as a reader, you do it all through the Purple Ocean app. And you apply to it, you know, you do, when you apply, what you do is you write like a little profile for yourself, I think, and you do a test reading video. And Purple Ocean has this really cool thing where they have these video readings, and they're 3 minutes. So within the app, you record the video within the app, and it has a timer for 3 minutes. And for each 3 minute video, you make a certain amount of money. So if you deliver the reading and you have it set to within 24 hours, you make, I think, like $2. And then if you do rush, which means that you deliver it within 1 hour of it being, the order being placed, you make $6 per video. That might have changed because I haven't been on in a hot minute, but it probably hasn't. It's been like that for a long time. and so, yeah, that's the basic thing. So you do this 3 minute video, you're given like a test. And what clients can do on Purple Ocean is they can record a little video and send it to you of them showing that, you know, their face and like asking you the question, which I think is cool. And yeah, so you record this 3 minute video, you send it in, you know, if you get accepted, which, yeah, I mean, everyone I've known that's a reader that applied for it got accepted, I think. I think it's a good beginner line, and the pay is good on it. So some lines will pay you absolute pittance, like 20p per minute, or like just, which is nothing, when they're charging like, you know, a couple dollars at least per minute, and they're giving you 20p per minute, so, or 20 cents, 20p, I haven't lived in the UK since, for like nearly, what, 8 years, or 7 years, still saying p, pence, cents, So yeah, you do that, and then if you get on there, you make yourself a little profile and you make a little introduction video, and then people can place orders with you and you can change your price. So you can do on there, you've got three different types of call that you can do with people. You can do video, you can do text chat, which is just like a online messaging. You can do call, so on the phone and links to your phone, and you can do video chat. Which is, you know, a little video chat. And the really cool thing about that too is that you can change, you can have different prices for different things. So like you could charge a set amount for a chat, and then a little bit more for a call, and then a little bit more for a video or whatever. And yeah, so that was the first line that I joined, and I really, really enjoyed it. It's really fun and stressful at first. So this is actually going to be towards one of the pros of working on the line. So I think that working on the hotlines is a really good way to get good at reading. if you want to work with clients, you know, you want to work with people doing readings professionally, doing the lines really helps, because you have to get good and you have to get fast, and you have to learn how to let go of like the potential that someone might not like what they're hearing, or that they might give you bad feedback, or yeah, whatever. You kind of have to let go of that. You can't be 100% perfect 100% of the time, which is hard. I know that's really hard for a lot of readers. They don't want to disappoint someone. Because of the amount of people you're going to read on the psychic hotline, you will disappoint someone, and you will learn through doing that and getting bad feedback that there's all sorts of reasons that people might not like a reading. They might not like what you told them, even though it's what you saw. they might not feel like you connected with them, or, you know, that it's accurate, or I don't know, they didn't like you, whatever. And you learn that that doesn't mean that you are not good at your work. It doesn't mean that you're not psychic, you're not intuitive, you're not a good reader, whatever. Because for that one bad feedback, that one star rating, whatever, on Purple Ocean, it's like a happy face or a frowny face. And for every, say, one frowny face, one bad review, you're going to get like 10 good reviews. You know, if you're doing it earnestly and you're doing it from your heart, you're going to get way more good reviews than you will get bad reviews. And it just shows you, like, no one's perfect all the time. It's going to happen that for whatever reason, someone doesn't like something that you said, or they didn't feel that it fit them, or didn't make sense yet, whatever. But it stops making you doubt yourself so much, because then you get 10 other people being like, this is amazing, and I love them, and they're so nice, and, you know, or they really helped me, and that kind of thing. And you're like, well, you know, if 10 people are saying that and one person is saying that I suck, do I really suck, or that person just didn't like me, or like I was off for that one person, or whatever whatever it is, you know. And so yeah, that's a big thing about working on the hotlines. I think Purple Ocean's really good because if you want to, you can just do video, the pre-recorded video. So you can just do like 3 minutes. And let me tell you, 3 minutes to get a reading in is not a lot of time. It will make you get good at getting concise. You'll stop waffling. And trust me, I can waffle. But you know, in a reading, people don't really want you to waffle. They want you to get to the point and to make salient points, because they're paying for that time, you know. So doing this kind of thing where you are made to do a very short amount of time and that's it, you've got to get your main points in. You've got to just say what you need to say, and it will make you good at doing that. I really like the videos too on there, because you can record it as many times as you need. You know, like if you did it and then you're like, nah, I felt like I messed that up, or I tripped it over my tongue or whatever, you can redo it and then send it. It's working from home or working from wherever you are. You don't have to look fancy. I've seen people that like work on other lines and they don't really understand the video thing, and they're like, oh my god, I don't have to wear makeup and get dressed. No, trust me, you really don't. You don't. You know, if you just, you know, brush your hair, or, you know, make your hair presentable in whatever way it works for you, like, and put on a shirt, you're good. People don't need to see people who are made up all the time. They don't need to see someone that looks like, you know, they just went out to a restaurant. But they want to see genuine, real looking people, and that's how we look most of the time when we're at home just chilling. You know, we don't get dressed up. You don't have to do that. Alternatively, you can do, you know, chats, and I love chat. Chat's my like main way of doing readings. I'm not really a phone person because it makes me feel stressed, which is funny because I can read in person for people fine and doesn't usually make me feel nervous. Like, it might get a little bit of stage fright sometimes at the beginning of a day or something, but generally, I'm fine with reading for people in person. And also, I do readings, over Zoom and things, where people can see me and they can hear me. I record readings for my private work. I don't know what it is about hotlines, but the phones, that's not really my thing. And the same for the videos. The videos I find a little bit easier because it's like they can see me and hear me. But I still don't do those a lot. So like chat was my main thing on Purple Ocean. And I'm trying to think like what my average would be on a day. Basically what I would set myself was like, okay, I'm going to stay on today until I make $100. You know, I've set myself, I want to make at least $100. And then I can log off if I want to. And it generally wasn't that hard to hit $100 between doing like the recorded 3-minute videos and doing chats. So yeah, I really enjoyed it. And then when I moved over to Keene is a really well-known psychic hotline. It's like one of the biggest ones. It's been going for donkey's years or whatever. I never really knew what that meant, donkey's years. but it, however long, that's a long time. It's been around a long time. And I started working on them in 2020. For them, you have to apply and they're more, they seem more strict. And they tend to go through times of not accepting applications, but sometimes they do. And I got on there in 2020 and I started reading on there. And then on there, it's the same kind of, well, it's not, you can do chat, you can do calls, that's it. It's calls or chat, there's no video. And I only do chat. I don't like doing calls on there really. I've done a couple. Not really my thing. I pick up too much emotion that way, I think, is the thing. I think if I can see someone in person, then it doesn't bother me as much because they can see me and they're not as, like, highly charged with emotion. But, like, on the hotline, I do find that people are more emotional, and it can be that kind of drains me when I can hear their voice. But I have done it a couple of times. And when I started working on Keene, I just prefer Keene. I prefer the interface. I like the way it looks better. I like the colors better. You can do it on a computer. Purple Ocean you can only do on the phone, and typing on the phone sucks. I had like a little, I've still got it, but a Bluetooth keyboard, but I still, even that I find a little difficult. I can do it. Whereas Keene, they have a phone application now, but you can only take chat on the computer. And I only do chat, so I only use the computer. And I just prefer it. And on Keene, you can have different listings, so they go in different categories for different focuses. And then it's the same thing, people can text with you, like, you know, like not on the phone, they like text chat on the computer, or they can call you, and you can set your price for different listings. You can turn on if you want to do phone or not, or chat or not, but you can't decide which one of your listings you're going to be on for that day. So like, say if you've got 5 listings and one of them is for love and relationships, and one of them is for connecting with past loved ones, and one of them is for I don't know, I can't think of the other categories, but you'd be on for all of those. You could get calls for all of those, but yeah, you can toggle like how much you charge for each one and all of that. And yeah, that's my favorite. I am looking at my Keene right this second, and since 2020, I've done 765 readings. 4 of those were calls. and then I've got a couple other ones, like, but they've like got way less stuff on them. Love and relationships, I will say this, on Keene, love and relationships is going to be your main thing. And generally speaking on hotlines, that is going to be true. It's going to be about love. It's going to be about relationships. And the funny thing I find with this is like that it has helped me enjoy love and relationship readings, because it's sort of like a thing in the reading, you know, community and in the like psychic community and all that, to not enjoy love readings. And I can understand it, because it can get frustrating when you get like, oh, you know, when's this person going to call me? When are they going to see me? When am I going to see them? Are they the one for me? Are they thinking about me? All that kind of stuff. It can get frustrating and a lot of people don't like it, but I have learned to like those clients and that, or like those questions. I don't dislike any client, like clients can, you know, clients are clients. But I've learned to be able to get on board with those questions, and just accept them. Like, I think working on the hotlines has made me less judgmental, because you just get those questions, you know, you get people asking that. And I think it helps to recognize that that's a person on the other side of that chat, you know, and they are worried and they are scared and they're mad, you know, or they're upset, whatever. And they're looking for someone to help them. They want to talk to someone. They want to know they're okay and that, you know, it's going to be okay. Or they want to know that, yeah, you should leave that person because they treat you badly, and they want reassurance that it's okay for them to do that. Or, you know, should I trust someone with putting my heart out there again? And how do I do that? And like, that's a lot of what comes up. And when you can get past the kind of feeling of, oh, like, this person is asking me this question, like, you really can dig into it. Like, okay, well, if they're asking, am I gonna be with this person, and you see that person is, let's say, a good match for them and energetically seems like a good match and everything, and then you tell them that, and you tell them what you see in the reading, and then they might say, okay, but what about this? And they start to like reveal what they're afraid of, and they start to reveal what they worry about. And then I find that you can start to go into, okay, I'm going to look at what that fear is, and where's that fear coming from? Or is there something that's going on with this person that is, you know, making that fear come up? And you can start to go into that and be like, okay, well, I see this, you know, and it seems like maybe this person cares about you, but they're not very good at expressing their emotions, and I can see why that would make you feel nervous. And you can talk to them like that and like get into it with them. I think there's this idea that like hotline clients just are, you know me, I'm going to get on my defensive thing here, but I feel very protective over clients. If you've listened to any other episode, you probably already know that. I get really mad when readers are nasty or mean about clients and treat them badly. Like, some people will talk about clients, and this isn't a hotline thing necessarily, this is like readers in general, but like some people just will really be mean about their clients and like treat them really rudely and not treat them well, and it like really pisses me off because those people are people and they need help, and at the end of the day they are coming to you for help because they felt that you could help them. And if you want to turn around and say and basically act like you don't respect them, or they didn't ask you something good enough, or why are they asking me this, like, stop doing it, because why should you get to hold this person like in your hands and have them lay their heart out to you, and then you step on it? Like, why? Why? That's not okay. You wouldn't, or you shouldn't do that to people in general. Why would you do it to someone that is, you know, upset or going through something difficult and worried just because it's about love, or just because it's about their relationship, or, you know, whatever? That makes me annoyed, but I really find that a lot of hotline clients are super nice. Like, most of my clients, when they come into a reading, even though they're paying me by the minute, will stop and say, hi, how are you doing? Like, and they'll chat with you and like ask, you know, they've got questions, that's why they're calling you, but they will ask you how you're doing, and they will be polite, and they will say, thank you for reading for me, and you know, thank you for explaining this, and this helps so much. And they're really nice. And I think like a lot of people don't think that either. Now, I will say that also links in with pricing a little bit. You tend to get nicer more respectful people the more that you charge. Because the lower you charge, the more you get people who are either going to play what we call test the psychic, which is where they're going to come into a reading and either tell you a lie and see if you can catch it, or not tell you anything and see if you can do it. And luckily for me, usually I need very, very little on something. I can pick up stuff for just give me the names and, you know, and I'll see what happens. And I can do that. But you know, I still don't like that. I don't like when people like play a game, because I'm like, to me, I'm kind of there going, why are you wasting money? Like, wouldn't you rather I just actually answer an actual question that you have? Why are you trying to trick me? but I think it's a fear because they think they're going to get tricked, you know. But anyway, the more you charge, the less that happens, because I find that then you get people who are, they don't want to pay more to test you, so they're just going to tell you like straight out, here's what's going on and here's what I'm thinking, you know, generally. Now charge can be an interesting thing, because it's, you know, not everyone can afford the higher prices and all of that, but I'm going to talk about that in a minute, because I think pricing is a big thing. But yeah, like I really, really enjoy it. It's a lot of my work, and I just really like being able to especially see people grow. And I have, you wouldn't think it, I think, but like I have clients that are regulars on the hotline, and yeah, I love like when they'll come back into, like, some people will come every week, some people will come every couple of days and just check in and do like 3 minutes, you know. Some people will sit there for half an hour and like completely pour their heart out to you. But people will come and like keep telling me, this is what's going on right now, and this is what's happened since the last time I spoke to you, and you know, just like you said, this happened and like we went through this. And I've got like quite a few clients who, through the process of reading for them, they have come like so far in their relationships. They've built great relationships. They've learned how to value themselves. They have stopped taking crap from people. They left the crap relationship. They left the crap job. They got a pay raise because they asked for it. They, you know, it's just growth. Like, it's like that meme. You know what that is? Growth. But I love getting to see that. It makes me so happy to see that. And yeah, I love having a way that like people can come and check in like that. And I think like hotlines are really conducive to that. I find similar to a way a walk-in, you know, in-person or in-person appointment reading is like that. People might come more regularly, whereas like I find through my private readings where they're more, you know, specific to a certain thing, someone might come only when they need that specific thing. So I like the kind of like more casual or more frequent communication, I guess. And yeah, I just really enjoy it. I really like the work. It's helped me a lot. It's helped me to grow a lot, just myself. It's helped me in my readings to grow as well. Like, on the hotlines, you will quite often get asked about timelines for things. So, timing, when's this going to happen? And through doing hotline work, I have learned how to do timing, which is, you know, kind of amazing. So, I'm almost at 30 minutes, so I'm going to stop and then have a little break, and then we'll come back and do some more. All right.
Thank you.
All right. So where were we? We were talking about timing. All right. So timing. Yes. So before I started on the hotlines, I could do timing a little bit. People would ask me sometimes, you know, what's the time frame for this look like? And I'd be able to say, well, it looks kind of like this, or this is what it feels like. It feels like it's in the next 6 months. Sometimes I could get really specific. It feels like this month. It feels like, you know, next year in May. It feels like, but that was generally, it feels like spring, whatever. That was generally how I could do it. And I was, you know, usually right. And then when I started doing the hotlines, especially as I was doing like building up my, you know, clientele, so I was at the lower price, I would get a lot of timing questions. And not everyone who's a reader likes doing timing. It's kind of a contentious thing. A lot of people don't like to do it, but you get asked it a lot. So when I got asked, I was like, you know what, I'm gonna try and do it. And so the more I would look at it and look into it and ask spirit to help me with it, the more I learned to do it. And I learned the way that spirit shows me timing, which is that they show me either a season, like weather. So it's hot, it's cold, I see this color, it's the trees are all orange, the trees are bare, it's green, I can see lambs, what, you know, it's different seasons. So it can be, it's really hot, so summer, it's really cold, it's winter, it's windy, it's spring, you know, it's I can see Halloween decorations, it's autumn. Also, what they'll do sometimes is I can sometimes get really specific dates for things. Like, Spirit will sometimes show me a calendar, and they'll show me the pages on a calendar being ripped off to a certain date, or they'll show me like a wall calendar, and then they'll point to like a certain date, and I can say, oh, it looks like it's, you know, this date, or it looks like it's between these two dates. Or, and quite often, I'd say probably more often than not, yeah, definitely more often than not, I am correct. And that has gotten a lot easier to do since I've been doing hotline work, just because I got asked so much that I was like, okay, fine, I'm going to do it, you know. And here's the thing with this, is like people tend to look at hotlines as very much like fortune telling, and there's a lot of stigma about that as well. Of how you should use tarot, and this is the right way to use it, and this is not the right way to use it, and you know, everyone's got a different opinion on that. Until at least very recently, say on Instagram, that was like a big thing that people frowned on, and you shouldn't fortune tell, you shouldn't try and tell the future with it, and all that stuff. I mean, I think that we should always know that we have free will, and that something is not set in stone, because there's so many moving parts to things that you cannot say 100%, I don't think, that, at least in my experience, I should say, that this is definitely going to happen. You are definitely going to get married next year. You are definitely going to meet a guy in October. You are definitely going to get that job. You know, you can't. You can't do that, because stuff can happen. But I find, the more I read, that generally you can kind of feel where something's going. You can feel how the energy is with something. And based on that, it's probable that this will happen. Looking at this right now, I can kind of, you know, I can feel that if things keep going this way, and this is how the energy is right now, so it looks like this is what's going to continue right now, this is likely to happen. You know, are you likely to get together with this person? At the moment, no. At the moment, yes. you know, depending on whatever comes up. I think you shouldn't tell people to 100% rely on it, you know, it's like, that's the be all and end all, and they're not going to see anything else. Obviously, you shouldn't do things and take it, like, I think it's important to tell people that they have control, you know, that's important to emphasize. But I think it's natural for people to be curious about something and to wonder where something's going, or wonder where, which is exactly the same as any other reading, I will point out. that is a big thing for people. They just want to know, am I on the right path? Where's this going? What can I expect? Yeah, it's exactly the same on the hotline. And that's what the reading is, you know, and a lot of the time, like I said, you get to see someone grow and you get to help them grow. Cause a lot of the time what they think the issue is on the top of their mind, they'll ask that. And then all of a sudden, okay, well, I'm still feeling nervous. So what's that about? I'm still scared. So they start telling you why, and then you start seeing what maybe they're doing that's creating a pattern, or what they're doing in a relationship that's you know, they're being attracted to people that aren't treating them well, and why is that, and how can they change that, you know, how can you help? And you get to build their confidence up. And I think this is a big thing as a reader, is people learn to, they really get to trust you, because they are telling you something incredibly intimate, you know, they are telling you something that is so deeply in their lives that they worry about it, and it makes them feel scared, and they're hopeful about it, and they want it to happen, and, you know, they dream about it. Like, that is an amazing thing. And I think when you hold that and you are kind and loving towards them, whilst also, you know, giving them the guidance and this card says this or whatever, then they really come to see you as someone that they trust and that they can talk to. And on the hotline, that's a huge thing. A lot of these people want to talk to someone. They have talked the ear off everyone around them and no one wants to talk about it anymore, you know? Or they are trying to tell their partner that they are really anxious and their partner doesn't care and isn't giving them the time of day or whatever. You know, you can be there to help them by just talking to them and listening to them, and then also telling them you don't need to do this. You don't have to be with that person. You don't, like, your worth is not tied to them. And you can help them to realize that and get out of that situation and get into something that's good for them. And that's a huge thing that I really enjoy. And then, what else was I going to talk about? Pricing. All right, so here's a big thing about reading on hotlines as well. It will really help you with pricing. It will, I mean, I'm not going to say it will completely stop you from worrying about how much you charge or whatever. That is a quintessential reader issue that a lot of people suffer with, is how much do I charge? Should I charge? Should I charge less? Should I charge more? You're always going to have people, unless you are doing it for free, you're always going to have people telling you should charge less, always. And you will quite often, if you do it for free, have people telling you that you should charge anyway. And so you can't really escape it. It doesn't really matter what you do. You're always going to be too little for one person and too much for another, you know. But I have found that generally the more you charge as well, the better your clients will treat you. Because they respect your time, and it's putting them out of pocket more to speak to you in a way. So, like, say, you know, you charge $5 a minute versus $1 a minute. There are people that could only afford the $1 a minute, and so, yeah, they're going to not be able to talk to you when you charge $5 a minute, which, unfortunately, you kind of have to just accept that that's going to happen. There are going to be some people that either can't afford it or won't do it. And I'm going to talk about that in a minute. But you're also not going to get people at $5 that want to spend $5 a minute to tell you that you suck, you know, generally more. The less you charge, the more you're going to get people that are messing around. They're not taking it seriously because it doesn't really cost them anything. You know, they might spend $10 to, you know, just be horrible to someone on the internet, but they're not going to spend, you know, what's 5 times 10? 50. They're not going to spend $50 to tell you that you suck. So it does change things, and it will help you with pricing. You will get to feel better about pricing, pricing yourself fairly, not being so afraid to charge for your time. it will also help you in other areas of your life where you also maybe make, you know, you make money, you charge. Because here's the thing, if I work on the hotline and I know I can go to the hotline and work, and generally what I do is I set myself, I want to make at least $100 a day that I'm on, and I work Tuesday to Friday. You know, if I want to make, I want to make $100 per day, that's $400 a week. And generally I can make it, unless it's really slow. And even if it's slow, I can usually make it. I might have to be on all day. but yeah, so then when you go do your other job, suddenly you're not going to be okay with being paid I'm not going to be paid $7 an hour, because that's bullshit. And I don't think anyone should be paid $7 an hour. I don't care what you do, you should be making more than $7 an hour. Because, you know, you've got that backup, you might ask for more money then, or you might not be afraid to raise your prices in something. Like, I read a brick and mortar store one day a week, and I used to charge $1 per minute, and which I will tell you again, some people already think that's too much, which is fine. You don't have to read for those people, but lowering it to read for those people, don't. But I now charge $1.50 per minute because, you know, like the fee for the room went up a little bit, and I wanted to make more per minute anyway. When I was charging $1 per minute and I was giving a 25% cut, that meant I was making 75 cents per minute, which is, I've never been that low on the hotline. I will say that I've never been at $1 per minute, I don't think. I wanted to make more. I wanted to make at least $1 per minute in reading in person, because I was like, if I can make at least $1 per minute reading online, there's no way that I want to make less than that in person. And so I raised my rate because the rate that I was giving went up a little bit. And essentially it means now if I charge $1.50 per minute, I make about $1.05 per minute. And I do like a 20-minute minimum, you know. And so, yeah, it helped me to charge more in person. I didn't charge extravagantly more than I did before. But, like, I've been reading in person now since, like, 2018 or 18, I want to say, like this September. And yeah, it's like I can charge for that time, and it's helped me to do that, and it's helped me to put prices up in, or, you know, change prices in my private business and put that up a bit more, because I can afford to do it if I've got hotlines as backup. And it just means that I have managed to make my work life and therefore my personal life a lot less stressful, because I don't have to be trying to please everyone, and trying to work for everyone, and everyone can do it. Like, I don't need to, because I have other things that come in, you know? And so that's taking a lot of stress off, because when you raise your prices, you are going to get less people, but you'll generally get people that treat you better and are more serious about it. And at least on the hotline, will spend more time. So, like, where, you charge $2 per minute, someone might do a 5-minute chat and then give you a 1-star review, and they might not. There's plenty of people that will give you nice reviews at the lower prices, but if you charge $5 a minute, they might do 5 minutes, or they might do 10 minutes, or they might do half an hour. It seems to be that the more it is, the longer they will spend, because they're more serious about it, and they give you more respect, it feels like. They're not hopping from one person to the next quite so much. So that's good. And I will say too, one thing I really like about working on the hotline is I know that there are so many other readers at all different price points. That if that person doesn't want to pay me $5 a minute, they don't have to. They're not going to get a reading with me, but they don't have to. They can go to that person that is charging 99 cents per minute, you know, or however much they're charging. And that's fine. It's fine. You also learn not to worry too much about competition. There are so many different readers on hotlines, on the ones I'm on, especially because they're big ones. And I still get clients. There's plenty of people. It will help you get over like scarcity mindset. And yeah, it's like with the pricing, you do have to accept that you are going to be too much for certain people. And you might have clients that you really like, but you generally want to make more and you will get priced out, you know, and that it does suck. You're not going to be able to avoid that unless on Keen you can give 3 minutes, which is nice for like people that are like regulars. You can send them like, okay, we can chat for 5 minutes and it's free, you know. But they can go and find someone, and there's so many other people that they're going to find someone else that they click with. You're not the only person in the world that can read for that person, or that's going to be kind to them, you know, and that can click with them. And so that means you don't have that guilt so much about raising your price or setting your price or whatever you need it to be. Because you're not the only one that can provide that. That is a little bit of a thing when I work in the brick and mortar store that I work in, that I can't really do that so much because I'm the only reader there that day. And, you know, there's this thing of like, well, they want a reading. And if you are too much and you can't read for them, but that's a whole other kettle of fish. So... yeah, it helps with pricing. I think that's the thing about reading on doing a reading cycle on Etsy too, which I'm building my own website finally because Etsy charges ridiculous fees. But you know, there's so many tarot readers on Etsy. That person doesn't have to come to you. So they can choose to come to you at whatever price you're at. They can choose if that's the right choice for them and the right thing for them. I will say, okay, so then how does it work? How does getting paid work on hotlines? So they're different on all different ones. And on Purple Ocean, basically they pay through the site, and then it takes 2 weeks for that payment to process into your account. And you have to have a minimum of $35 in your account before you can pay it out, and they pay it into PayPal. The 2 weeks is the kicker. Like, that sucks. because Keen will deposit every day, provided you've got, I think, like at least $25 in your account. You can set up that they pay every day. You can set up to get a check. You can set up to get paid twice a month, whatever. But yeah, you can get it paid out every day, which means if you get on a good roll and you're working every day, you're probably going to get paid every day. So you're getting like, if you make $100 every day that you're on, you're going to get paid $100 at least a couple times a week, you know, going into your bank consistently. So that was a big thing of why I go more on Keen too. I'm like, I don't want to wait 2 weeks. If I need the money right now, I need it now. I don't need it. I mean, you can look at that another way. If you look at it as, okay, I'm going to work now to make money for in 2 weeks, but then if I've been working consecutively, then like 2 weeks ago, whatever I made then, I'm getting now. And if you work every day, that's fine. It becomes whatever because you're continuously making money. But it does suck if you have like a time off, because then you lose your role and you have to start again, you know. But yeah, on Keen it's like every day if you wanted to, which is what I do. And is there anything else I was gonna say? I don't think so. Oh, I will say there's some good groups online too if you're like on Psychic Hotlines. There's one on Facebook that's like The Profitable Psychic or making on the psychic hotlines or something, is by someone called Christina Quick, and I really like her. She's really good at business, so if you want to learn business, get with her. And that's on Facebook. But yeah, I think that's everything. I'm gonna basically put this up, and then I'm gonna, I think, do like a Q&A episode next time about this. So if you've got questions about it, you can send them in and I'll answer them. You know, drop me an email at, I've got a new email. My other one works, but I'm trying to route things through this one now. So it's charlottewinchester111@hotmail.com. So Charlotte, CHARLOTTE, Winchester, WINCHESTER, 111@hotmail.com. You can drop me a line there and ask a question, or on Instagram, I'm at the Sacred Cocoon. Yep, that's it. So let me know if you enjoy it, and I will make a Q&A if I get enough. If no one asks any questions, then I won't, because I might have answered everything, but you never know. All right, have a wonderful day. Bye now.